Hello, beautiful. This is Robin Nielsen, and it's so great to be here with you. And I'm so excited for the 15-day hormone reset that is coming right up. We begin soon. So I want to make sure that you've cleared out your calendar, because those women who make space for the reset see incredible results. And I'm so excited for you. Are you excited? Yes. So I wanted to drop in here and share with you my health story. It'll give you some context as to where I'm coming from. And this coming Monday, so not sure when you're seeing this, but if you're watching it now or over the next 5 days or so, then this coming Monday, 1 week before the program starts, I'll be sharing the complete hormone assessment. And we'll take that and get our before score before the reset begins. So whenever you're seeing this, make sure that you take the complete hormone assessment. And then we'll take the complete hormone assessment again, right after the 15 days are over. And we'll see the changes. Then we'll post our scores. We'll notice the changes. We'll celebrate. So exciting. So let me share my health story with you. You know, when I was a teenager, I had a lot of teenage symptoms, right? I had acne on my face, on my chest, on my back. I could never wear a scoop necked top like this, right? I had so much embarrassment about my skin. I felt ugly. Right? Have you ever felt that way? Yeah, with skin problems, I felt ugly. And it was, you know, it's a teenage dilemma, right? It's a teenage dilemma. And so, I just, you know, wore shirts that covered up everything. And I learned some makeup tricks. And, you know, I would just cover it up as best I could. And I also, when I was a teenager, could gain 5 pounds in a day for no good reason. And I'm kind of short, you know, I'm 5'4", but I could gain 5 pounds in a day for what I thought was no good reason. And so some days my clothes would fit and some days they wouldn't. And so, you know, I was the person who would try on 5-6 different outfits before I go to school every day because I didn't feel good about myself. Sometimes things fit, sometimes they didn't. So I was, you know, always struggling with that. And, you know, then I got into my early 20s and I still had acne on my face, on my chest, on my back, like nothing had changed there. And I still felt a lot of shame and embarrassment and even guilt. I felt like I, you know, should know how to deal with this, but I just didn't. I tried everything that I knew of, aside from taking drugs. And I did take antibiotics the week of my high school graduation, but you know, I knew that I didn't want to be on those long-term. I knew they weren't good for me. So my 20s, I still had the acne. I still could gain 5 pounds in a day for no good reason, but now I had like horrible digestive problems. And it wasn't brand new, but I think I was just like becoming more aware. I was constipated. But again, I didn't know that that wasn't normal, right? I did not have a bowel movement every day, maybe every 3 days, but I just had horrible abdominal cramping. My digestion was just really messed up. I suffered from gas and bloating and just always really uncomfortable with digestion. And then, you know, I moved into my mid to late 20s and I still had acne on my face, my chest, and my back. I still could gain 5 pounds in a day for no good reason. I still had my digestive issues, but now I had arthritic symptoms in my hands. You know, I'd be carrying a bucket out to the horses. We had horses at the time and it would just fall out of my hands because I was unable to grip the bucket because my hand strength just wasn't there. And I, you know, my hands were painful. And then my gums were receding. So when I'd go to the dentist, you know, the dentist would say, oh my goodness, you know, your gums are receding so much. And I would tell them how painful my teeth were with hot and cold. And so they gave me a special toothpaste to numb my teeth so that, you know, when I ate, I wasn't in pain. And that's because the enamel was eroding on my teeth. So when your gums recede, the enamel erodes on your teeth. I think that that's kind of two things that happen together. And so, you know, I just remember having to have special toothpaste to make it comfortable so I could eat. You know, I could never, ever bite into an ice cream cone. Yeah, just too cold. Oh my gosh, it would send shivers through my whole body. So then get, you know, moving into my early 30s and into my mid 30s, I still had all the same problems. So now I've had decades of acne, decades of weight problems, right? Every January, I would just say, Robin, you are going to try harder, right? You're going to do it this time. And I would embark on eating less. You know, I would count calories. I would starve myself. I would only drink water and I would go running. And yes, I always lost weight. And yes, I always gained it back. So over the years, right, I have lost and gained hundreds of pounds. And so I still had, and of course, you know, I did it every year because I didn't know any different. So that's how I learned to lose weight. That's what I was taught, right? So yeah, I still had the acne in my 30s. I still had the weight gain problem. I still had the receding gums. I still had the arthritic symptoms in my fingers. I still had the chronic digestive problems. And all throughout these years, I had horrible moods. Mostly I was really irritable, but I was also depressed. And then I could be really happy for a short period of time, really based on what I ate. So for the most part, I was just really irritable. I kind of ran on irritable and I didn't like how I felt at all, but I didn't really know any difference. I didn't really know any different, right? So by my mid-30s, though, I started to get really tired. So I got really, really tired. I felt like I was slogging through molasses. My brain was really slow. I had terrible brain fog. I had to read sentences over and over again because I wasn't comprehending very well. And it wasn't until one day when I was driving home from work that I kind of had like a complete meltdown. I'd been pushing through for so many years. So I don't know about you, but I have the ability to override my body. I'm really good at that. So if my body isn't feeling optimal, my brain says, you keep going, you can push through this, right? So I'd done this for decades. I just kept pushing through, ignoring my body until I really just couldn't anymore. I was so exhausted. And I was driving home on a country road from the freeway to our home. And I remember going around this hairpin turn towards home and I just completely broke down. I started sobbing. I was really at my wit's end, but I was also just so exhausted. And I just said, you know, that's enough. That's enough. Like I'm not doing a good job at work. I'm not being a good mom. I'm not being a good wife. I was just feeling like a failure at everything. And that's when I cried all the way home. And I felt like I was so alone. You know, I felt like nobody understood how I was feeling. And I vowed right then and there to figure it out. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I had no idea, right? No idea. But I was going to figure it out. I was so tired of that roll over my pants. I was so tired of feeling so tired. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I was so tired of my skin, right? I wanted beautiful skin. And I felt like I deserved it. Like, how do I do this, right? And what was so amazing is that when I declared that I was going to figure it out, all these things started coming my way. So literally within a few months, I was back in school and I was headed on this path. And I had been actually on this path for a little while, trying to figure my stuff out, but not being very successful. And so, you know, going back to school was strictly to figure out my stuff. And then I ended up studying under an endocrinologist, like just literally one thing after another showed me the way. And over days and weeks and months and years, I figured out my stuff. I healed my skin. I haven't had acne in a long, long time, right? My gums completely healed. The enamel on my teeth grew back. For the first time in my life, I could bite into an ice cream cone without, you know, any pain. Right? I don't really eat ice cream much, but you know, it was something novel for me. I've been able to sustain a really healthy, beautiful weight for years and years with no problem, no diets, no overexercising, right? Even my rough elbows became soft. My digestive problems cleared up, right? Good mental clarity, good energy, and that can happen for you too. But you have to show up and you have to take action. So now you know my story, and I am so excited to support you on this incredible journey. It's only 15 days, and we can do anything for 15 days, right? Yes. All right, so we begin right here on September 20th. Are you so excited? So excited. If you haven't purchased the VIP All Access Pass, get it now. It's going to be like your front row seat to this incredible event. And I just can't wait to support you. I'm so honored to support you. Sending you so much love. Mwah.